Lessons from the Lave, Parshas Bahar B'chukosai, a very, very difficult in the history, I believe, of the state of Israel. There has not been many days of mourning, and this one, obviously for everyone here, is very difficult for us. Quite honestly, maybe even more so because what we call Anshei Chabura, someone from our own Chabura, is no longer with us. And personally, I actually knew Dani Morris. I know his family well, Aryeh and Marlana. And it certainly hits home. And it's a very difficult pill to swallow. And I don't know if this is the proper words of saying zchus, but I did have the zchus of forcing myself, pushing myself should be the proper word. Last night, about 10, that's not an exaggeration, about 10:26, I saw a post that one of the Lovayas were taking place for Chaim Rock in Beit Shemesh, and I went to go, and I realized that my daughter had taken the car. So I had no car, and I texted my neighbor, and I said, do you want to go? And he's like, yes, yes, let's go. And Baruch Hashem, we were able to go, and I was able to hear, and the things that were in Hebrew, I'll relate some things that I heard from there. As the Levi was ending, another Levi was starting. At 11:30 was the next Levi. And as the Levi was ending, they brought the body of this 23-year-old father of two in. And in unison, these women started screaming and crying. And it's so, you know, I'll just give you the background of the day for me. So I came home a day early from America. Anybody who listens to Lessons of Lave, I guarantee you it's going to be longer than probably any of them. I came home a day early from America to come to my son's hashpa'ah, his induction ceremony. And Baruch Hashem, I thought I'd have this chusiv going. And we knew that it was Erev Lag B'Omer, the Kovid Roshim Bar Yechai. So my wife said that even though it normally takes an hour and a half to get there, let's give ourselves 2.5 hours. I thought she was crazy, but okay. And we hopped in the car, and wouldn't you know it, she was right. Wei said we would get there at 4:45, which was 15 minutes before it started at 5. He's like, wow, you were right. Crazy. Unfortunately, that was 2.5 hours. Every time that Waze would come to the two-hour mark, it would say, sorry, 15 minutes more of traffic. We never saw 2 hours kept going and going until it took us actually 4 hours to get there, and we missed my son's ceremony. And I kept saying, L'kovod Rav Shem Bar Yochai, because of the traffic going up to my room. And we actually, I admit, quite jokingly maybe, said we were here already. We made it there, Baruch Hashem, for the end of the ceremony in terms of being able to see my son and eat dinner with him and take pictures and pretend like we were really there. And then we said, maybe we should go to Miron. We're here already. It's an hour away. Like, we did the whole trek, you know. And then when I came home, I had driven for six hours, yeah. I was wired, besides the fact I just came home from America, so I'm not sleeping. And I heard about what was going on. But in the beginning, I don't know if you heard, the beginning reports were just like there was a collapse. 23 people were, you know, are not in great condition. Said some Tehillim and went to sleep not knowing. And then when you woke up and you heard it was, well, you might, like... And then when I started to see the pictures of Dami, I said, oh no, this is not good. And then you started to hear some names and you started to hear the stories. A very moving story that just happened last night. The father of Yedidya Chayat, a little young boy who died. His brother was 13 years old, his brother's alive. What I understand from the interview, I think it was at the Levaya itself, they let him leave the hospital with his son. He said they had started coming down those fateful steps, and he lost his son. I think the son was younger. He was 10 years old, if I'm not mistaken. And the 13-year-old was next to him. And he said we were just submerged. And I hear the 13-year-old son says to me, Abba, I'm dying. Animit. And b'kol koicho, he started saying Shema Yisrael. And I quickly was able to grab his head and take his head above to breathe a little bit. But I didn't know where my other son was. And unfortunately, his son passed away. And he says that the Levaya, you know, you have all these cameras and all this. This is like the opportunity. He says, I tell you exactly what you did, you would say right now if he was here. Enough is enough. Why can't we love each other? Why do we have to have a day like this? And Rabbi Yisai, Chas v'Shalom, we should never have to experience a day like this. But being in Eretz Yisrael over the last 48 hours, if you don't feel what, I can't explain it to you. From the most secular, to see an hour and a half people waiting online in Tel Aviv to give blood, to people they didn't know, to people who they generally disagree with their views, to every concert that was supposed to take place today has been canceled, from comedy concerts to the most, excuse me saying, but, you know, shocking, offensive music stars who curse in there. They said, are you crazy? We're not going to have it. Friday night, there was a big opening after Corona. Only the second week it was open for this huge club. They said, we can't. And he says, I got so many texts from people saying, wow, this was the right response. How can you? We can't. We feel the hug of Klal Yisrael. Says the father of Yedidya Chayat, this is what we need. This is what we need. Again, another time. We didn't learn from Corona. All we did during Corona, and I'm talking to myself now, is say things about other people. Oh, they don't. Oh, all they care about is minion. Oh, those people. Oh, they don't wear masks. All those people. That's all we did. We're so good at it. We're so good at the blame game now. How many of us, I'm sorry, I'm talking to myself, I'm not talking to you, have been fixated on social media to see who's at fault here. I'm sorry to say the most harsh thing I could say today. You know who's at fault? You're at fault. Your fault for wasting your time and trying to find answers to something you can never answer. You know, there's a, Rav Zamir Cohen said this. He said, anytime we have I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken, 44 people who passed away at the Carmel fires a number of years ago. It was during Hanukkah. People said 44 candles is how much we light within Shamash. So he says, we look at the number 45, it should stay only 45 in Ritz Hashem. And there's a pasuk, Meforish, a beautiful pasuk that Chazal tell us. Talks about Ma Hashem Shoyl Mimcha. And by the way, I promise we're going to get to the parsha at some point. I don't know when, but we will. And it says, V'atal Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyl Mimcha Ki Im L'Yiras Hashem. And the Gemara Menachos is doirish from this pasuk. Tanya, Hayy Rabbi Meir Omer, Chayev Adam Levarach Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. When there was a Magefa of David HaMelech, he said, what should we do? He said, you know what we should do? We should make sure to say 100 brachos. This is generally something very, very easy to do, as long as you say brachos, right? Maybe we should be more careful with our brachos. Why? What's a doirish from this pasuk? V'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem, Shol Mimcha. Don't read it as Ma Hashem. Mea. What's Mem He? 45. Maybe the 45 is to remind us of Ma Hashem Shel Micha. La'avad Yiras. Right? I'm only asking you one little thing. It's a pretty big thing, says the Pasuk in Devarim. What am I just asking you? To fear God. To not question God. To not understand His ways, but to understand that we don't understand His ways. This pasuk is repeated, other Gemaras, Brachos, Megillah. One of my wife's famous lines. Rabbi Chanina says, "Akol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim." Ve'atal Yisrael ma Hashem shalom imcha. What we know is that we don't know. We constantly want to find answers. Stop looking for answers. There's no answers for something like this. Shlomo Katz was interviewed a few minutes before Shabbos started by CNN. What an amazing interview. Wow. So poised and perfect. And when she kept asking questions, the interviewer, and he said, forget about the other questions. I'm a rabbi. I'm getting the emotional questions, the religious questions. I can't answer the Holocaust. I'm going to answer this. I can't answer. I don't have answers. Such young Tahirim. How can it be? I can't answer. And I can't answer why, excuse my language, there are stupid people in the world who are trying to, you know, trick people into finding a Zohar that doesn't exist that says, oh, there's a Zohar. There is a Zohar that talks about the 45. It's not true that Zohar is talking about something else. Eliyahu HaNavi has a conversation with Shimon Bar Yochai, and he talks about how Bizchus, Eliyahu destroyed the 45 soldiers in order to get Rav Munoy out of jail. It's nothing to do with people. Oh, no, it's talking about that in a future time there'll be 45 people who die. Stop it. Because we like that, because it makes us feel better if we can connect. But that's not what's happening over here. How apropos that this week's parasha is Bahar B'chul Kosei. B'chul Kosei, of course, is the Klalos. The Klalos is so difficult. You know, there's a story about the Klusenberger Rebbe. It's a crazy story. That right after the Holocaust, the Jews were put into DP camps with slightly better conditions than they were in the Holocaust. And it was the Parsha of the Tochacha. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was Parsha's Kisapa. We know there's two Tochachas. We'll get to the interesting part of that. And we have a custom that the Tochacha is read we have a number of different customs, but one of the Minhagim is that the Tochacha is read in its lower tone. And when we get up to the Tochacha, the Baal Kori reads it in a lower tone, because it's Tochacha, it's rebuke. And in the DB camp, the Klusenberger Rebbe is there, and the Chazan gets up and he starts reading it in the lower tone. And the Rebbe says, Hecher, Hecher! He starts screaming louder, louder, read it louder. And he insists that the Baal Kori reads it as loud as the normal reading, maybe even louder. And afterwards they ask the Rebbe, how can you do this? This is not the custom. He says, we've had all the klalos already. We've had the klalos. We've experienced the klalos. Asked, you know, last night when I was trying to review what I would speak about, so I said, I need a Yeshua now. Because at some point I got to get out of the state that I'm in, this melancholy, sad state. And it's not today. Today is a day of mourning. And today many of you will go to a Levaya. I look to my school of Sefer that I've mentioned many times, the Zerah Shimshon, Rav Nachmani, who promises Yeshuas for those that learn his Svarim. So maybe this will be a Yeshua to learn his Svarim. So he asks a very important question. He says like this. He says, Im b'chukosai teilecho. Yesh lo daktek, mahu akefel shel shlosha lishonos. There are three lishonos here. Im b'chukosai teilecho, u'mishpatai tishmaru, v'yasisim otam. Hey, minyan echad. Why do we have three different lashonos? Says the Sifsei Chaim, Yesh lomar shechova hamutelas ala adam lehaov hamitzvot ulisno es haaveiros. Of course, there's a mitzvah to love mitzvos. Zrizim makdim in the mitzvah. We're supposed to love mitzvos. Again, something I learned from Corona is this effort to love mitzvahs more than I ever loved before, because I didn't have minyan. Minyan then became something not so easy. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur became the challenge of all challenges, wearing a mask and fasting, and we daven Yom Kippur outside. And to have a new love when I'm able to do the mitzvahs in the appropriate and proper way. But here's a chiddush. In B'chukosai Teilecho reminds us that we have to hate averus. I have to have sinna for the averus. Because when you hate something, there's no shaychus. There's no shaychus to getting close to it because you hate it so much. But if you really do like it, but it's just usher to you, that's a little bit more difficult. If you teach yourself to hate something, I think I even said this last week, the Chinuch's famous line, Achu Pulasol Nimshach Levavos, your heart always follows the actions you do. If my actions are, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, I hate Lashon Hara, I hate it, so maybe you'll actually will hate it and not speak it. Shemisha ein lo ahava kashura belibo im ha-mitzvah, afim lo yichta, im lo zeh. If he doesn't have zrizus and a love of mitzvahs, he's going to fall off. You have to love doing mitzvahs. Sometimes you see that. Some people, the way they react when they make a bracha, when they shake a lulav and esrog, when they're sitting and learning Torah with a great tune. If you don't do that, you can fall into avera, says the Zeres Shemshon. And then he explains each of the three reasons why. I have to go out and seek. Right, it says. But the opposite is also too. Right, we shouldn't follow their ways. I should have sinna for their ways. I shouldn't watch their actions on TV or whatever and say, oh, it's too bad, you know. I'm firm, I can't do that. No, I should have a sinner for it. I love the mitzvahs. And finally, I'm going to figure out how can I do this mitzvah in the best possible way, the quickest way, meaning do it right away, zrizim aktiv in the mitzvahs. Right? We could point to our tefillah. Our Friday morning, you know, waking up, nobody's watching you. When do I daven? I'm not saying you have to daven vasikin. It's a beautiful thing if you can. But I'm not going to daven a minyan. I'm going to wake up at 10:30 in the morning. That's not zrizim lakdim mitzvahs. That's checklist Judaism. Okay, I did it. You can't say I didn't do it. That's not good. But then he continues and he says, that's what the Gemara tells us. The Yasisim was on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf. If I'm zoriz, if I hasty, if I do something quickly, that cleanses me. And unfortunately, the opposite is true as well. But then he says something very, very startling. What's the tam that we have 49 klalos in Parshas Bechukosai? We know that Bechukosai is read always 2 weeks before Shavuos. The klalos of Parshas Kisava read 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Used to be, back in the day, people were stirred by the klalos. They would hear the klalos and cry. I had the schus of being by Rav Nevensal's house once, Parshas Kisava. We were davening, he had a leg problem, and he was laning. And when he started reading the klalos in Kisava, he started crying. Like, kind of laugh a little bit, like, what? Seriously? Klalos, eh? It's kashur laza. Why are there 49? How can it be? Why are there 49 klalos? And furthermore, he says, why is there double the amount in Parshas Kisavo? 98. Hey, memtes, and then samaches. L'shif shebechi shetavo nichnas bechal ha'arevos. Because of the inyan of arevos. This is the theme that I wanted to speak about today. What does that mean, Arevus? First of all, the 49 could be compared, of course, to the 49 days of Sefirot Zohar. We know that we take great care in our Sefirot Zohar. In fact, there's a whole Hinnini Mucham that all of a sudden every single Jew says that they never say the whole year on about anything else. We all become Chassidish. Ayin Benoidu Behudu is very against this. But everybody says it. In fact, Rav Arshu Weiss pointed out that he saw in the Siddur attributed to the Gra, the Hinnini Mucha. It can't be. The Gra never said it. So then I found another Siddur of the Gra that was more authentic that didn't have the Hinnini Mucha. Why? Because I want a Kesher. It's not just about counting. I want a relationship. 49, Rav Asher Weiss also said, Memtes really is for the Memches, because the one is Koilo Sakol, waves of the Torah's Niknes. But I'm supposed to concentrate every day on a Midah, on working on something, to take away the Klalos. To perfect myself. So why is it doubled in Kisavo? Because of Arevus. Because we have a klal called Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevazai. I just learned, just happened to be the halacha of my day in the Mishnah Berurah. Was talking about a chazan that is the only chazan, but he comes late about saying Chazaras HaShatz. He could say it for the tzibur. He says, because he has to say Chazaras HaShatz, because there are people there that don't know Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevazai. And as we started off, Rav Chayat said about his son, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevazai. What does it mean? It means that if there's a Jew in the world that hasn't done a mitzvah, my mitzvah is not complete. If there's somebody suffering in the world, a Jewish person, and I don't feel it, there's something wrong with me. Check your yichus. L'chayev et kol echad al chavero. And therefore, in Parshas Kisavo, the tochacha is in Lashon Yachid. Not like ours, it's in Russian Rabbim. Yachid. The Yachid has to worry about the klal, to know that everything that you do bad, you're affecting Arevus, you're affecting somebody else. It's very startling, as I'm sure you know already, that moments before this accident happened, they were singing Ani Ma'amin. They sang Shema Yisrael. I don't know this to be true. I'm not an expert in Miron, but someone told me they watch this every single year from America. They said, I never ever saw, especially told us Aaron Reddy singing Ani Ma'amin. Where did this come from? And the nigun, a famous nigun of the Holocaust, when they were on the trains, famous Muchasser nigun that was created then. It's mind-blowing. I saw a beautiful idea. One of the reasons why we cover our eyes when we say Shema Yisrael. We know we're supposed to have kavana. You know what one of the reasons are? Because if we truly want to declare God's oneness, it's like this. With our eyes closed, not trying to understand and explain everything. Because when your eyes are open, you start to try to explain. You start to say, well, you know, it was the police's fault. You know, they should, that area was closed. And you know, this is, stop. When we close our eyes and we declare that Hashem Elokeinu, the God of Rachamim and the God of Din are in the same thing, but ultimately Hashem Echad. I heard last night, Kel Mole Rachamim. He's Mole Rachamim. That ultimately we believe in the Rachamim. We wear two straps on our tefillin shel rosh. One is Din and one is Rachamim. We have the head tefillin and we have the hand tefillin. The hand, of course, is the heart. Because right now our hearts are broken. But our minds should hopefully focus and understand that Hashem has reasons for everything that we can't understand. And as Chassam Sofer says, that's the ultimate goal, is to realize that we don't understand everything. And yes, those things that look horrible are gam l'toiva. We don't understand the ways of Hashem. If we learned anything, that's what we should learn from this. The tragedy to me of this all is that we have to reach times like this. For many people, the first thing comes to mind, the type of mourning that we're experiencing, is when the three boys were kidnapped and found murdered. And it was the same idea. People were quoting these students of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yisai. On that day when they stopped dying, have we gotten it? I don't have to tell you. It's. I'm sure something you know already. Gemara tells us they died of azkara, a disease, where they were asphyxiated, according to the Yushalmi. It's scary, mamish scary. Shalonahu kovid zebazeh. Have we learned the lesson? Rav Asher Weiss says that if you look at the, I believe it's the Medrash in Koheles, it says it wasn't just that they weren't friendly with each other. They were chavrusas. What was the yesod? It says it was over Torah. They didn't agree with the hashkafa. Oh, you believe in Yom Ha'atzmut? And your Torah can't be real Torah. Oh, you're a sakmer? Oh, no, you can't believe anything. Oh, you don't work? Oh, yeah. When are we going to come to a level to realize it's exactly the same Torah? It's so sad, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Mordechai Goldstein, the Rav here in Mishkan Es Yaakov, where this boy Chaim was from, Chaim Rak. So he said that we say at a Shiva house, Hamokam Yenachem Eschem. It's really a chiyuv that when you go to a Shiva house, you should say this to the oven. Why do we refer to God as Hamokam? So one of the reasons are is that we basically are saying to him, I can't be Menachem you. It's okay to say that. I know there's been a lot of talk, and you have amazing Rebbes who have been just amazing over the last 48 hours in talking to you. But I can tell you as a father, over Shabbos, my message to my kids is I cannot explain to you this. It's okay to say that. Hamakom yinachem eschem. The makom, the ones in the place. Rav Soloveitchik says, Hamakom is Hamakom. We're calling God the one that's far away. I don't understand him right now. It's okay. Judaism is about questioning God. It's 100% okay. That's who we are. That's the whole Seder night, is questions and answers. That's the chiyuv. We want kids to ask us. It's okay. And sometimes we don't have answers. And sometimes the greatest answer is to say that we don't have an answer. Says Rav Mordechai Goldstein, Hamakom also means the place. You know who's going to be an edus on this boy? The place. The Beis Medrash said he learned it in the Mir. The shul he sat in Ramat Beit Shemesh. I'm not claiming to be, you know, best friends with the Morrises, but I know the boy, I could picture him. The boy sitting in shul next to his father, davening with kavana, spending Shana Aleph in the yeshiva, learning the Hasmada, being a youth leader, helping kids, sitting in kolel and steiging. That Rabbi Yisai is Hamakom, the Edim that are able to give. And we think about the joy of that, of the good parts, of the good times. If we've learned anything, it's that there's a din of Arevus for every single Jew. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh. The Kolos on one hand in this parsha are personal. They're 49, they're to us, and then they're doubled to remind us of the obligation we have. Don't you realize that every bad thing you do has an effect on other people? Could be for generations and generations. Someone was asking me my opinion about going to the Levaya today. There are two types of people that go to a Levaya. I don't really know the person so well. I'm certainly probably doesn't care that I'm going to be there. Do we get there early to go to the front? Do we just stand as I did last night? I don't even know who the father was. We're just to stand there. So I told them, it's selfish. I needed something. I needed an outlet. I needed to be part of the tzibur. I should have done more research where to donate blood. People were donating blood, as I said. Even the Arabs were out providing food, water for people. Do something. So I said, you never know. I know more than once I've been to a Levaya. My wife's been to a Levaya. I remember recently my wife was at a Levaya. She went, it was hard, it was all the way in Yerushalayim, and the woman hugged her and she said, you're the only person I know here. She's from America. You never know. That's the effect of a mitzvah. Unfortunately, the opposite is true too, the effect of an avera. One word of sinna. I ask that you take upon yourselves something. Don't let this tragedy just go away in a few days and say, oh yeah, remember that when there was Avos Yisrael for those 2 days? That was so cool. No. Make a personal B'li Neder to yourself. This is hard, Rabbi Yisai, and I'm really talking to myself now because I've been really bad about this in the last number of weeks. Stop talking about other types of people in the negative. Correct people when they say something bad about certain groups of people. Correct them. I've spoken out before about Aviv Geffen, famous singer in Israel, who admitted how much he hated the Haredim. And during Corona, when they were giving the, you know, a very bad rap, all of a sudden in the middle of a concert in Tel Aviv outside, because it was Corona, he said, I want to dedicate this for the people who are suffering in Bnei Brak. So many of them had Corona. And for some, I don't know how, but a lot of people found this out. And he said, for an hour after the concert, I was just sitting on my phone reading messages from, I don't know how, people from Bnei Brak, I don't know if they have phones, whatever. And he did a song with Avram Fried now, and he became outspoken. Stop blaming Haredim for everything. And I need to work on this. And maybe we should work on Ma Hashem Shalimcha. Maybe we should work on Amir Brachas. Maybe we should remind ourselves to make brachas. My wife and I always try to catch our kids. Oh, did you make a bracha? It's not a joke. What about us? Do we make brachas? Do we just make a bracha? What did you just say? Make something different in your life. In a month from now, in a year from now, be able to say, yeah, I do this because, just like Corona, I told you this in Corona. Today was the first day that I returned to a shul I haven't been at, I'm not exaggerating, in a year and a half. The shul that I used to, this is the shul I used to daven in, because it's right near my kid's school, so it was, I don't know, a little bit emotional for me to return to the shul. I wasn't so sure, because it's a little bit quicker minyan than I'm used to. So at least for now, people have decided to slow the minyan down a bit. Was great. And I felt like, you know, normalcy is here in a little bit. But then you have something like this that stirs us. These Kedoshim Neshama should be a Melitz Yosha for us, especially those that we know, especially Donny Morris, and we should be Zeicha to hear the words Be'afal Pish Yisma Me'ayim Kol Zeh Achakolo. The Yom Sheyovo should be now. The Vias Gold Tzedek V'Heir V'Yaminu.